Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning. I am Nishit Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch PM Vishwakarma scheme in New Delhi today. To also inaugurate India International Convention Centre, Yashobhoomi, in the national capital. Government to convene all-party meeting today ahead of special session of Parliament. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar to hoist national flag at new Parliament building this morning. Union Home Minister Amit Shah to attend Hyderabad Liberation Day celebrations in Secunderabad this morning. Indian javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra finishes second in the men's event at Diamond League final in Eugene, US. And in cricket, India to take on Sri Lanka in the final of the Asia Cup in Colombo this afternoon. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch a new scheme named PM Vishwakarma scheme today in New Delhi on the occasion of Vishwakarma Jayanti. It has been the sustained focus of the Prime Minister to give support to the people engaged in traditional crafts. This focus is driven by the desire to not only support the artisans and craftspeople financially, but also to keep the age-old tradition, culture and diverse heritage alive and flourishing through local products, art and crafts. 18 traditional crafts will be covered under PM Vishwakarma. We have a report.
PM Vishwakarma scheme aims to strengthen and nurture the Guru Shishya Parampara or family-based practice of traditional skills by Vishwakarmas working with their hands and tools. The prime focus of PM Vishwakarma is improving the quality as well as the reach of products and services of artisans and craftspeople and to ensure that they are integrated with domestic and global value chains. PM Vishwakarma will be fully funded by the centre with an outlay of 13,000 crore rupees. Under the scheme, the Vishwakarmas will be registered free of charge through common service centres using biometric-based PM Vishwakarma portal. They will be provided recognition through PM Vishwakarma certificate and ID card, skill upgradation involving basic and advanced training, toolkit incentive of 15,000 rupees, collateral free credit support up to 1 lakh rupees in first tranche and 2 lakh rupees in second tranche at a concessional interest rate of 5%, incentive for digital transactions and marketing support. The scheme will provide support to artisans and craftspeople of rural and urban areas across the country. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will dedicate Yashobhoomi at Dwarka, New Delhi to the nation today. He will also inaugurate the extension of the Delhi Airport Metro Express line from Dwarka Sector 21 to a new metro station at Dwarka Sector 25. Mr. Modi's vision of having a world-class infrastructure for hosting meetings, conferences and exhibitions will be strengthened with the operationalization of Phase 1 of the India International Convention and Expo Centre called Yashobhoomi. Yashobhoomi will find its place among the world's largest MICE facilities with a total project area of over 8.9 lakh square meters and a total built-up area of more than 1.8 lakh square meters. MICE stands for Meetings, Incentives, Conferences and Exhibitions. The convention center, built across more than 73,000 square meters of area, comprises 15 convention rooms. These include the main auditorium, the grand ballroom, and 13 meeting rooms with a total capacity of holding 11,000 delegates. The convention center has the largest LED media facade in the country. The main auditorium is the plenary hall for the convention center and is equipped with a seating capacity of around 6,000 guests. The government has convened an all-party meeting this evening on the eve of the special session of Parliament. A five-day long special Parliament session will be held from tomorrow. Vice President and Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar will hoist the national flag at the new Parliament building today. The flag will be hoisted at the top of Gajadwar of the new Parliament building. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will also grace the occasion besides other dignitaries. On the first day of the special session, a discussion on the parliamentary journey of 75 years starting from Samvidhan Sabha, achievements, experiences, memories and learnings will be held in Lok Sabha. Government has listed bill on the appointment of the Chief Election Commissioner and other election commissioners in the upcoming parliament session. Apart from this, the Advocates Amendment Bill, the Press and Registration of Periodicals Bill, and the Post Office Bill are scheduled to be taken up for discussion during the session. The Advocates Amendment Bill and the Press and Registration of Periodicals Bill have been passed by the Rajya Sabha and are pending in the Lok Sabha. The Post Office Bill and the Chief Election Commissioner and other election commissioners' appointment, condition of service and term of office bill have already been introduced in the Rajya Sabha. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will attend the Hyderabad Liberation Day celebrations in Secunderabad this morning. The central government is holding the event at the parade grounds in Secunderabad to celebrate Liberation Day. This was the day in 1948 when the erstwhile princely state of Hyderabad acceded to the Indian Union after Operation Polo. The Home Minister attended the celebrations last year, which were organized officially by the centre for the first time. The ceremonial event will witness a parade of armed forces and cultural troops. Mr. Shah arrived in Hyderabad yesterday evening to attend the celebrations. Union Tourism Minister and Telangana BJP President G. Kishan Reddy and other leaders welcomed the Union Home Minister at the Rajiv Gandhi International Airport. A shuttler P.V. Sindhu also met Mr. Shah last evening. President Draupadi Murmu has extended best wishes to the Prime Minister Narendra Modi on his birthday today. In her message, the President hoped that with his far-reaching vision and strong leadership, he will pave the way for the overall development of India in the Amrit Kaal. She prayed for his health and happiness and hoped that he continues to benefit the countrymen with his leadership. In Kerala, the number of persons included in the contact list of Nipah patients in Kozhikode district has swelled to 1,777. However, no fresh Nipah positive cases were reported in the district yesterday. Health workers visited over 22,200 houses so far to survey the health of family members. Meanwhile, police have registered a case for spreading false information about the virus infection on the social media. Another case was registered for holding an athletic meet at Kinnallur, violating Nipah protocols. We have more from our Kochi correspondent.
A team of experts from the Animal Husbandry Department of the center is scheduled to reach Kozhikode tomorrow to study Nipah infections. They will visit the Nipah-affected areas and will be joined by doctors and scientists of the State Institute for Animal Disease and the Kerala Veterinary and Animal Science University. The State Forest Department has formed a special committee to ensure better coordination between scientists and doctors and to provide expert advice on bats. In neighboring Kannur, the District Disaster Management Committee said public functions should be avoided in areas bordering Kozhikode and visits to hospitals should be avoided to the maximum extent possible. The administration has made masks compulsory in all hospitals in Kannur district. Raj Mohan, Akashwani News, Kochi.
Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the Enforcement Directorate uses artificial intelligence to trace and identify violators. Speaking at the Society of Auditors in Chennai, she suggested chartered accountants to be more careful while auditing the companies. The minister said the country needs faithful chartered accountants for its development. In her speech, Ms. Sitharaman said, upgradation of skills, understanding global standards and working accordingly are necessities of the present day for chartered accountants. Assam will create history by planting 1 crore commercially viable saplings across the state under the Amrit Vriksha Andolan initiatives within 3 hours duration this morning. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a letter to Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma, praised the project for its dedication to environmental preservation and the well-being of the people. We have more from our correspondent.
Mr. Modi commended the efforts of Assam Chief Minister for the launch of the Amrit Vriksha Andolan, an ambitious initiative aimed at planting 1 crore saplings across the state. Mr. Modi noted that initiatives like the Amrit Vriksha Andolan play a crucial role in advancing India's commitment to clean and green growth. Today, attempts will be made to set 3 new Guinness World Records, also to break 6 different existing categories of Guinness World Records. Individuals, self-help groups, frontline workers, educational institutes, and government personnel joins the effort to plant 1 crore commercially viable saplings, setting their sites on a place in the record book. State government has arranged 30 lakh saplings from the forest department and purchased the rest of the saplings from other states. Aminul Hazuddar, Akashbani News, Guwahati.
More than 8,000 migrants have crossed into the Italian island of Lampedusa forcing Italy to push for a European Union naval blockade to prevent boats from crossing the Mediterranean Sea to reach the Italian shores. European Commission head Ursula von der Leyen is due to visit the island today after Italy asked for EU help. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni said the country was being placed under unsustainable pressure as a result of the migrant influx. Ms. Meloni said she called on the EU head, asking her to realize the gravity of the situation and to immediately accelerate the implementation of the agreement with Tunisia. The agreement, which was signed in July, consists of $118 million in investment funds to stop smuggling, strengthen borders and return migrants. Indian javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra finished second in the men's event at the Diamond League final in Eugene, Oregon, USA last night. The Indian's best throw of 83.80 meter came in his second attempt. However, Czech Republic's Jakub Wadlech won his third title with a best throw of 84.24 meters. Reigning Olympic and world champion Chopra, who holds the Indian national record of 89.94 meters, won a world championship silver medal at the same venue last year with an 88.13 meter effort. Earlier this month, Chopra, who won India's first ever gold at the World Athletics Championships, failed to defend his Diamond League title, falling just short of Jakub Wadlech's 85.86 meter again, who took home the trophy. Next, he will defend his title at the Asian Games 2023, starting in Hangzhou later this month. And in cricket, India will take on Sri Lanka in the final of the Asia Cup today at R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo. The match will begin at 3 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The Indian squad will be led by Rohit Sharma. If India wins the Asia Cup title, they will not just become the world number one in ODI cricket, but also become the number one across all formats. Indian win will also set the high tone for ICC ODI World Cup schedule to be played from the 5th of next month at home grounds. On the other side, Sri Lanka, led by Dasun Shanaka, are the defending champions and will have the support of the home crowd in the summit clash. In Indian squad, Washington Sundar has been called up as a cover for the injured Akshar Patel. All-rounder Akshar Patel sustained several injuries during India's six-run loss to Bangladesh in their last Super 4 match on Friday. On the other hand, in a massive blow to Sri Lanka, star spinner Mahesh Teksana has been ruled out of the match against India due to hamstring injury. The hosts have replaced him with off-spinner and all-rounder Sahan Arachige. And in tennis, India's Sumit Nagal beat Adam Mondir of Morocco 6-3, 6-3 in the second singles of the Davis Cup World Cup 2 match in Lucknow yesterday. However, in the first singles, Morocco's Yasin Dilimi defeated India's Sashi Kumar Mukund by 3-2. In doubles, Indian pair of Yuki Bhambri and Rohan Bopanna will play against Moroccan duo of Elliot Benchetrit and Yunus Lalami Larousi today. And now for today's look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shubhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Nishith. PM Modi to launch PM Vishwakarma scheme on his 73rd birthday today in an outreach to cover millions of artisans, says the Sunday Statesman. One Nation, One Election meet on September 23rd, says former President Kovind, according to the Asian Age. All party meet on special parliament session today, says the Sunday Pioneer. Three infiltrators killed amid park fire cover in Uri, J&K is a top story in the Hindu. IAF to order 100 more Tejas Mark 1 aircraft is a front page story in the Sunday Tribune. In CWC meeting, Congress to oppose the EC bill rejects One Nation, One Poll plan, according to the Sunday Express. In Asia Cup, India seek a perfect World Cup warm-up with final victory against Sri Lanka today, writes in the Sun Times. And finally, advanced tax collection rise 20%, according to a report in the Economic Times. With that, it's back to you, Nishit.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch PM Vishwakarma scheme in New Delhi today to also inaugurate India International Convention Centre Yashobhumi in the national capital. Government to convene all-party meeting today ahead of special session of Parliament. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar to hoist national flag at new Parliament building this morning. Union Home Minister Amit Shah to attend Hyderabad Liberation Day celebrations in Secunderabad this morning. Indian javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra finishes second in the men's event at Diamond League final in Eugene, US. And in cricket, India to take on Sri Lanka in the final of the Asia Cup in Colombo this afternoon. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.